right. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? I'm an addict. My name's Jessica. I think Cammy, you know, set me up with this topic. I really want to say thank you so much to Hackna for asking me to come and speak, you know, on detachment from drama. What a truly humbling experience, right? Like, I've been humble. I've experienced, you know, humility. But when I get asked to come and speak, there's something inside that touches my soul that has never happened before, right? I just can't explain it. And for any of you who have spoke, maybe you can kind of relate to that. So my clean date is June 29th, 2015. That's right. I am from originally from Dayton, Ohio, but that's right. Go Buckeyes. You're going to see a black Honda, huge Ohio State emblem in the windshield. That's me. That's me. I want y'all Texans to know you're not the only proud people in America, okay, when it comes to football. I moved to Corpus Christi in 2009, pretty much coming up on 13 years, and it was, in a sense, to kind of get clean, but more so to get away from the guy, right? Because it was the guy. That's why I was in the situation that I was in, right? It was the guy. I just had to get away from the guy, right? Drama. Okay. Moved to Texas, and I had to take my own path, right? I had to find that out. And luckily, God bestowed upon me and chose me. I don't know why he chose me, but he chose me for the program of Narcotics Anonymous. And if you are sitting here and you're new, welcome. You've been chosen to be here. Because there is somebody that's going to die today from the disease of addiction. And it doesn't have to be any of you or me, right? We've been chosen to be here. And for that, I'm truly grateful. So I only get 30 minutes, okay? My sponsor and my little posse, they already know. You get me talking and I don't show up. Esperanza, they already know. GQ, I'm going to need you to not do that little hand thing. Somebody's going to have to tell me, hey, time's up. Shut up. Okay. See? Oh, look, she got a big old sign. I like that. You're going to have to, you know, kind of shake it a little bit, right? Okay. I love y'all, man. I'm super, super nervous. I want to vomit. And fuck these shoes. I can't do this, okay? I can't do this. This is a mask, baby. This is a mask, right? I am not okay. So, oh, man. So, anyways, came to find myself in Narcotics Anonymous because of a man. In 2009, 2010, there was a man who, should have known better, right? That's what we like to say, right? Should have known better, but he didn't, and, wanted to save me, and he did. Took a long time, though. I spent 11 and a half years with that man. On August 25th of 21, I lost him to COVID. But drama, right? Ah, damn. Talk about drama. There is a reason why it is a suggestion. No. Don't get in a relationship in the first year of recovery. I wish I would have listened to that, but at the same time, I'm glad that I didn't, right? There was a lot of growing. There was a lot of pain, a lot of unnecessary pain, a lot of unnecessary drama that happened within those 11 and a half years. And for whatever reason, we stuck it out, right? We stuck it out with each other. We had our claws, that's what I like to say, our claws just deep in each other, right? And we wouldn't let go. You know, since he's been gone, I've been doing a lot of journaling, a lot of looking back at that. And definitely some step work is going to take place. I am currently a level 4 nursing student about to graduate in August. I have no idea how I'm doing it. I really, truly don't. And I say that because every day is so new, right? Every day. Even though it's the same, I wake up, I get my son and my grandson up and get them off to school, and I get off to school and all these things, right? It's all routine. It's all the same, but it's not. And I say I'm okay, but I don't think I'll ever really be okay, right? This is something that's going to stay with me for the rest of my life and our kids' lives. And so here I am finding my way. And God hasn't left me, not one step of the way. I'm actually going to graduate the week of his 1-year anniversary. I don't know. So, anyways, detachment of drama, right? So drama. I remember I reached out to my sponsor and I was like, I don't know what to talk about because I'm not drama. I don't like drama. Like, I'm not in drama. And she's like, are you serious? Like, you are the drama. And I was like, so I had to think about that, right? Like, I really had to think about that. And the one thing that came to my mind a few days into it was that one of the many things I've learned from recovery is that I am the problem, but I am also the solution. Right? In doing a thorough 1 through 12, especially 4 and 5 and 6 and 7, learning those patterns, those defects of character, and those assets, I get to take responsibility, right? Even when I don't want to, because I don't want to. It's an honest program, right? I don't want to take responsibility, but I get to today, right? And so when I look back at the relationship, and I look back because I came to Narcotics Anonymous in 2010, so I have a past in Narcotics Anonymous, right? Very large past, not just with active addiction, but I also have a past in recovery. And when I take a look at those defects of character, and when God presents me with the opportunity, because that's what it is today, to make me aware of something, then I get to change it. I get to do something about it. And I'm not always happy. You know, my sponsor knows that. You know, I'm going on almost 10 years with the same sponsor. It's the second longest relationship I've ever had with a non-blood relative. I'm pretty proud of it. Okay? Consistency is the key, right? You know, I seen a meme a couple of weeks ago, had me dying laughing, and it said something like, I admire those who, when they get mad, they can walk away. Because when I get mad, it becomes open mic night at the trap house. Okay? And then I'm looking at this detachment from drama, and I am the problem, and I am the solution, and I'm like, oh God, you got me confused. He's got me confused. Do y'all ever feel like that? That God's got you confused, right? That like you're just like kind of here and you're like, wait a minute. No, no, no. This can't be right. That's kind of how I feel right now. So up until yesterday, I worked at the hospital where I took my late husband. And after the first of the year, I went back to work because I had to be that superhero. Y'all were telling me how proud you were, how strong I am, and you got this, and da-da, you know what I mean? So I had to do this, right? I had to go back to work. I had to face that. I had to walk down that hallway. I had to be over there in that ICU, in that emergency room. I had to do these things so that I could prove y'all right. All the while I'm cussing everybody out. Everybody. I'm yelling at my kids. I'm yelling at my coworkers. I'm yelling at, you know, my classmates. I think I yelled at my sponsor a couple of times, which isn't, you know, unheard of. You know what I mean? She kind of gives me like this look and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, but she's only yelled at me one time, which is pretty, one time. Make a fucking decision. That's what she said to me. Okay. And it was about that relationship, right? Because it was like, I'm leaving. No, I'm staying. No, I'm leaving. No, I'm staying. No, I'm leaving. No, I'm staying. Make a fucking decision. Okay, I made a decision. God, I love her. So I failed my second exam of the semester, and I took a step back from work. And in that absence of these last 4 weeks, I came to a realization that I am not okay. Not okay being there. And I don't have to be there. I don't have to work at that hospital, right? I do not have to face that facility in order to heal, right? Because that's what I'm doing right now. I'm healing. Right? I don't like to say that I'm grieving. I'm healing. Right? There is something beautiful that's going to come on the other side of this. I tell you right now, and those of you in this room who knew Corey, you know what I'm talking about when I say it was not done in vain. Something so great is going to come on the other side of this. I am healing. However, I still have these moments, right, where I'm lashing out, right? And starting to kind of fall into like this pattern of someone that I used to be, right? Like with the yelling of people and arguing with people and judging. I don't want to be judged. Do y'all want to be judged? I don't want to be judged, right? And that was something that was on my list for a characteristic of my higher power to have, was to be non-judgmental, right? So that is something that I aim to be, is non-judgmental, right? And something that I have also found with true peace and serenity, and I mean true peace and serenity, to be okay within my own skin, is when I can just sit down and just breathe, right? No matter what's happening around me. And there's a lot that's happening right now. I've got a son that just had a seizure who was intubated and shipped off to San Antonio. You know, they're trying to discharge him. And I'm like, okay, God, where do you want me to go? And I'm yelling and I call my sponsor because I don't want to do this. I don't want to be here. I don't want to deal with this, right? I want to come up with all these excuses, right? To act out and to be the person that I've worked so hard to not be, right? I am a good person. I am. And I really do love, right? That's a big thing that I'm working on right now. Is loving, right? Because not all hope is lost. You know, Corey came to me in a dream months ago. So fucking vivid. He said, I need you to get up. And I need you to be happy. Because I was happy. So that's what I'm working on. Being happy. Finding my place in the world. Right? I feel like that I'm recreating this whole brand new life. My sponsor says, no, no, no. It's just another chapter. I've only known one way though. Right? Who is Jessica without Corey? Who is Jessica in recovery without being Corey's wife? Who is Jessica as the soon-to-be RN without Corey, right? Like, who am I without him? I'm loving. I may not like everybody, and let's be frank, okay? Come on now. It's okay. We don't have to like everybody, but I'm not mean. I'm not hateful. I'm not ugly. You know, I am inviting. And I do want people to be able to come in here and recover, right? I took a screenshot, and I'm gonna read it real quick. It says, one of the benefits of, this is in the Living Clean, it's under Finding Our Place in the World. It says, one of the benefits of taking a personal inventory is that we do not have to wait for someone else to tell us who we are or how we are. When we are willing to stand for our own dreams and beliefs, we are practicing a deeper kind of self-support. We develop the ability to choose what is right for us and to stand for it even when it's not what others believe. We don't have to be defensive to stand up for ourselves and our principles. With new perspective, we start to trust our recovery and our instincts. Addicts have really good instincts and really bad impulses. Learning to recognize the difference takes time and practice. A sponsor and trusted friends can help us sort out the difference between our desires and our impulses. I like the way you did that. She did a strut, y'all, across it. She said, you gonna look at me. You gonna see me. I like that. I like that, right? You know, and so because I was so stumped, right, when Cammy sent me what my topic was, and I was like, detachment from drama, like, you know, and I was just all hung up, right? Like, because I'm not really about drama, right? I mean, really, truly, those that know me, my name isn't in most people's mouths. Although I did have my 15 minutes of fame in Narcotics Anonymous. Sure, I'll have a couple of more. It's okay, right? But I'm not really about drama. You know what I mean? I don't place myself in certain situations, right? I don't do the whole slut shaming or this and that, right? You know, now when my friend comes to me and says, girl, you'll never believe what I do. I'm like, bitch, what'd you do? You tell me, what'd you do? You know, we go work through this, right? It's a we program, okay? You know, but with these experiences, with growth, with change, with healing, with more work, right? With honesty, y'all, if there is one spiritual principle that I am firm on, it's honesty. I spent 7 years in and out of these rooms because I was incapable of being honest with myself, right? So in order to be honest with y'all, I have to be honest with me, but I have to be willing to tell y'all what I'm doing today. And when I say that I really don't care what people think of me, it's not a street mentality, oh, you know, fuck these, you know, no. Truly, because I have busted my ass off to have my life, right? I've been given the gift of recovery, right? It says on the back of our multiple years key tag, clean and serene, right? Peace and serenity is being okay within myself, being okay to make mistakes and learn from them. As long as I don't pick up, I get to do it differently, right? But in order to do that, I have to be honest. And that means with y'all, and most importantly, with myself and my people. I'm going to read one more thing. I think I'm done, right? Mom, you got me? What do I got? Okay? Okay. All right. One more thing, and I'm going to cut it off. Where is it? Okay. It says, our comfort within ourselves is attractive. When we are practicing integrity, we can walk with dignity, whether or not we find approval from outside of ourselves. We know who we are. I'm an addict. My name's Jessica. I'm sweating like a whore in church.